Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, November 6th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stubbe.
And tonight on Studio 7, we are going to talk about President Robert Mugabe's decision to fire his deputy, Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the firing of Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Information Minister Simon Kayamoyo told journalists in Harare today that President Robert Mugabe fired Emmerson Mnangagwa with effect from today for, among other reasons, disloyalty, disrespect, deceit, and being unreliable.
Yesterday, First Lady Grace Mugabe, who is also the party's Women's League boss, had said Mnangagwa and his lieutenants accused of fanning divisions within ZANU-PF must be expelled before the party's extraordinary congress to be held next month. Mnangagwa becomes the second vice president to be fired by Mr. Mugabe after Joyce Mujuru in 2014.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also watch your screens right now. The number is right there. And for those that are following us on Facebook, don't forget to follow us on VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7. So, let's chat.
Ongo hamwadiwa nasi kila uti tinge tichitarisa nyaya yiku dzingwa kwa vama Mnangagwa kubapa chigaro chekuwa yu mtezeri we mtungamiri wenyika kana uti vice president. Batoreza anu pio varna kujekesa kuti koo kupati zaka mirasei ni kuti vama Mnangagwa kunze kukuwa vice president wenyika ndi muo mtezeri wa Mugabe kubato izo zwa asuna wabuda pachena. Asi waka wanda varikungoti aiwa inguwa chete mazoa mashoma shoma panenge bachoro wa matano yekuti vange vachidzingwa nembato macho agit.
Ye njengoba ke uplessing asicho kona pake utabe kutwini lamhlanje ikuxotshwa kwaMnumzana Mnangagwa unloke uEmmerson Mnangagwa esikhundleni uxotshweke ngumongameli kulandela okwenzeka le kobulawa. Siyawazi ukuthi kulabantu okutheke unkosikazi Grace Mugabe khuluma bangani bayaqhokozela bebesenzela ukuthi bamtshengisele ukuthi hayi phela okukhulumayo abakuthandeka ngako. Kuzobuya ke lo nkosikazi Grace Mugabe vele ephumela egcekeni wathi hayi phela kusobala lapha ukuthi uMnumzana Mnangagwa kenze kuhle njalo khanya ngazani uyadelela umongameli Mugabe. Umongameli Mugabe laye utheke sekhuluma emphakathini wathi uzamxotsha lobaba noma kanjani kumbe nxa ngamxotshanga uzamdosela ebantwini yabe sesiyamveza khona ngale. So ke sisuke ukuthi sixoxe ngakhonokho sizwe ukuthi kuyangaphi. Sakhumbula okwehlela uJoyce Mujuru sokwehlele uMnangagwa.
I think Gibbs, before we introduce our guests, I think we have a video from Harare, that is the press conference where Information Tsar Ambassador Simon Kayamoyo announced this decision. Let's take a listen.
Excellency the President, Comrade R.G. Mugabe has exercised his powers to relieve Honorable Vice President E.D. Mnangagwa of his position as Vice President of the Republic of Zimbabwe with immediate effect.
Of course, that day, was the information minister, Ambassador Simon Kayamoyo, announcing to the nation that Mr. Mnangagwa had been fired. And of course, he was saying that in accordance with the Constitution of Zimbabwe, Amendment Number 20, Act of 2013, Section 329, 6th Schedule, Paragraph 14, Subparagraph 2, His Excellency the President, Comrade Robert Mugabe, has exercised the powers to relieve Honorable Vice President E.D. Mnangagwa of his position as Vice President of the Republic. Gibbs, I think we have our first guest tonight, and that is Mr. Douglas Mahia. He is the spokesperson of the Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association. Mr. Mahia, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for joining us. Gibbs, you can fire away.
So what is your take, Mr. Mahia, on the firing of E.T. Mnangagwa?
It has been our understanding for the past 2 years, and it has been revealed today and has come to fruition. We knew about it. We knew his intention. We have known his intention from the beginning, in up to from 1975. And this is no surprise at all. But it must be understood by everybody else that they should never think that this is the end of the whole thing. We are aware that the Mugabe government wants to remove the war veteran issue into the history of Zimbabwe. But this is only, this is not an end. It is a beginning of a new struggle.
What exactly do you mean, Mr. Mahia? Is this a war?
I beg your pardon?
What is this all about? If you are saying this is the beginning of something, what is that something that are you talking about?
It is the beginning of a new struggle, continuation of the struggle, because the struggle that we fought, we knew that it was long. So we are going to continue like that up to until we achieve for the people.
Mm-hmm. But this firing, some are saying that Mr. Mnangagwa must actually contest against Mr. Mugabe next year. What's your take on that?
Well, if he does so, that's what I meant by the continuation of a struggle. What it means is that we will continue to do that on behalf of the people. Not on behalf of Mnangagwa. Mnangagwa is only one person, a symbol of the war veterans, and we know that we will continue because we are a people's army and continue fighting for the people.
Mm-hmm. So indications are that maybe this is the end of Mr. Mnangagwa politically, you know. Is it likely that he's going to form his own party?
No. It's actually the beginning. It is not the end at all.
Give us an insight of exactly what may happen, Mr. Mahia.
Look, my friend, you are talking to a retired Liberation War fighter.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You cannot expect me to expose all our arsenals. Then what will be the sense of fighting?
Okay, so...
will be the sense of continuing with the struggle?
So right now you are using a light machine gun. You have to use the biggest one, eh? So, which means
we are simply going to struggle from a very weak position, and we know we will always succeed.
Mm.
But Mr. Maya, critics of Mr. Mnangagwa will say he was also instrumental in the expulsion of one of the Liberation War icons, Joyce Mujuru, and now the shoe is on the other side, and no one should sympathize with him.
Surely. What everybody else did not recognize is that he actually did not have control over the expulsion of Mujuru, because Mujuru is part and parcel of the of liberation fighters. But Mnangagwa had no option but to continue with the struggle. That's why it was seen as an impediment. So he was also removed. But he had no option, or he could not stop the expulsion of Maimzuru.
Mm-hmm. But now, as things stand, would you say the so-called G40 is one?
That's why I said earlier on, it is only, they think it's an end. It's not an end, it is a beginning.
Gibbs. Very interesting. So, as I tell you, we will tell you about my year. We will tell you about my year. Kaya nzali ke ukalisa kukunye okuzayenzakala kodwa ke kafuna ukusitshela ukuthi kumele kwenzakalani kwenzakaleni ngoba uthi yena uleyo veteran so ama veterans akwazitshila kudala xa wayesithi esilwa ayisilwa njani so ke uthi abantu bakhangela ukuthi sokuyaqalisa okunye okukhulu kakhulu kulangala kwele Zimbabwe siyakwazi ukuthi kungeke kwaba yimpi kodwa kabe ngani ke ukulisana kwengqondo khonapho. Yes, okay, I'm told that we've got another guest, and that is Mr. Matula Lusinga. Matula Lusinga is a political commentator. I think he's based now in Kenya. Mr. Lusinga, good evening, and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Good evening, and good evening to listeners.
Thank you so much, Mr. Lusinga. So what's your take on the firing of Mr. Mnangagwa, briefly?
Well, I mean, with the events that have been happening in the last few months, it was clear that there was no other way other than for Mugabe and Mrs. Mugabe to get rid of Mnangagwa. It was clear that they were heading for a collision, and him as a president having that stalemate with his deputy, it was going to be impossible to continue working with him. No programs could work with him if they don't get along. So Mr. Mnangagwa's story was written on the wall.
Does this mean the end of ZANU-PF?
Well, it's the beginning of the end of ZANU-PF, because if you look at it, this whole thing has been going in such a way that it has pissed off a lot of people in the party, people that have been with ZANU-PF for many, many years. If you look at Mr. Mnangagwa himself, he's a guy that is the number one suspect being accused of being responsible for the Kukurahundi killing. So this means he was a very important man for Mugabe, and at the present moment, Mugabe doesn't seem to care about that. He has taken a new interest in his wife, who seems to be very powerful in destroying ZANU-PF from within.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Mahia, are you still on the line? Mr. Mahia? You might have lost him.
Yes.
His battery was low, but I will try to get back to him for those of you who are just...
I think it's back. Try him.
Mr. Mahia? Mr. Mayer?
Yes, I am on the line.
Okay.
I am on the line.
Yes. I think you heard Mr. Lusinga. He raised another issue that, you know, Mr. Mnangagwa's hands might also not be clean because of the allegations of the Gukurahundi massacres in Matabeleland.
The question of his involvement in Matabeleland cannot start to be spoken about now, and yet the war was at that time. People were supposed to have spoken about it when they started to investigate about what happened. Not now. It's just as good as what is happening in ZANU-PF, that they are going to amend the constitution in order to accommodate a female vice president. It's not amending the constitution. They are only writing what they want to do, because constitutions are not made when you want to do the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Constitutions are written well before anything happens. Not to write a constitution in order to suit the condition that you want. No, that's not a constitution.
And you know, Mr. Mahia, Harare is known for rumors. There are even rumors circulating now that maybe Mr. Mnangagwa might have skipped the country. Is this true at all? Have you heard these rumors?
No. That can also be news to me. I don't know.
Gibbs.
Slobo ke ubongani. Pepe, also come and lapa. Baba Pepe, Ujan Nomzana Bongani Ujani?
Yeah, I'm a Pirandan.
Sapira Kulu, Matinigay, Ukocha, Kamnaga Koba.
Hayi, kuso umnyangagwa, ngami ngiyakuzwa nje besho kanjalo. But hayi, angiboni nje ku hayi angazi ukuthi ngayiphawula ngithini.
So wena kodwa ubona ngazani ukuxotshwa kwakhe unceda ngani lezo lesibabo?
Hayi, ayikho into ezinceda ngayo, noma ukuxotshwa kwakhe ayikho into enganceda lapho. Noma ngoba nathi sinezifiso mpela ukuthi ngehlelo belikhuluma ukuthi maybe kungazama ukuthi sivote noma silana singakhona ukuvota la esikhona but sibone ukuthi intakhona igcine ihlole.
Kodwa-ke nxa usukhangele-ke ngokuya phambilini ubona zani umnangagwa engabomba yini iqembu lakhe kumbe sithi ibandla lakhe?
Ibandla engakhona ukulibumba ngoba thina sisuka abantu basuka sidideke ngoba ukubomba kwibandla uyabungazi ukuthi kahle kahle ukuxoshwa uxoshwe kumaqiniso usungazi ukuthi kufanele uyenzeni mabandla ephuma ngale ndlela.
Kodwa mabandla aphikisayo lawo phela ungazani alokuqhula okuncane.
Hayi mabandla njengayi angisayazi njengole MBCT le angazi ukuthi kuhambani lapho. Ngoba abantu besuka ma besiyavota isuka sekuqhamuka elinye ibandla bathi ibandla elithize sesisuka abantu bethatha bedima bebaleke bengale and sekuyadisturb akusaqondakali ukuthi kufanele uzovotela bani.
Hayi siyakuzwa ke mnumzana Pepe ungadina kusasa ba sibongile Pepe bye-bye. So that was Mr. Pepe. So he says you know this firing is immaterial to people like him. He says what he wants to do is to vote, nothing else. So whether people are firing each other or whatever is insignificant to him.
We want to acknowledge those that are following us on our Facebook page. Paul Muchowe, thank you. Val Jani Tafara, Trevor Chinyanga, Jacob Nduna, Chamu Sawajge, Emmanuel Punungwe, who is saying Mugabe is making a very big mistake. Chamu Sawajge says Chimbone Dowe. Tabani Ngwenya, call me. We'll try to call you, Tabani. Patricia Chirambagua also says, call me. Preview Makuyana, Tanyarazwa, Mawanda, they all want to be called. Thank you so much. And also my good friend, Admiral Makunura, is also following. Rigetende kuna mkoma Curls. Makati mkoma Curls, kuna Mibia.
How are you doing, my brother? Thank you so much for putting me on the program.
I'm doing great. Tell us, what's your take on this firing of VP Mnangagwa?
I think we have come at a point where it is visible that the First Lady is very paranoid. She very much understands that her husband does not have many days to live in Zimbabwe. And as a way to safeguard her ill-gotten wealth, as a way to safeguard their family, and to avoid the prospect of having to be arrayed before the courts or having to be assassinated, whatever you may call it, I think she now wants to find a constitutional means of legitimizing her stranglehold to power. She wants to get to power through legitimate means. And by so doing, she would definitely be ruthless in attacking her enemies. And what I see right now is that the crocodile has been given now ample time to fight back, because this guy has been hard pressed. He was in a political position that made it a bit difficult for him to really pour out his emotions. But now he has been put out of the water. I'm sure what he needs to do is to go to the deep end. He needs to get to the pool and then begin to take the war from there.
But is it likely that he'll be able to do that, or he'll just fizzle out? I mean, we've seen this with many people who left the party. They let Tekere, they made waves, but it fizzled out. Simba Makoni and others.
Mnangagwa is a tried fighter. This guy is a revolutionary. He is a guy that took center stage, that actually in the fighting of the revolution that took place from 1966 to 1980. He is a man who escaped the death sentence. He is a man who has managed to strategically purge even the enemies of the president that is sacking today. So I don't think that Mnangagwa is going to be powerless. I think his supporters are going to fight back, and I think that what they are going to do right now, they're going to be a little bit silent, strategize, and see how best they're going to fight back. But as we're entering into this political season of the campaigning and decampaigning, I see there's likely going to be bloodshed in Zimbabwe 2018.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mkoma Keros.
My brother, thank you so much for putting me on the program. Eh? You're doing a good job.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, we have more people that we also want to acknowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Mshanga James says, biggest mistake ever. Peter Mpondi, Arguti Israel Shamisi, these guys, Zakare Gavamwe, Vachurawa, Zuri, mysterious, Vashinyarara, they moved on when these things were not well. Jonathan Maroeso, Arguti, blessing, why did you leave me? Just wanted my name to be mentioned. Jonathan, we have done exactly that. Isrom Munyengeni, South Africa, thanks so much. Isrom says, call me Mamutse Jerry, too bad. Deborah Mpala, thank you so much. Deborah also wants to be called. We'll try to do that. Many people want to
called,
contribute. Yeah.
Yes, Gibbs. We've got Zikali. Kungani, Baba Zikali, unjani?
Ndiyaphila unjani baba.
Impila kakhulu. Akutsho phela lapha ngokuxotshwa kwa Amazon nanga kubona nje.
Oh, mina ngibona kuyinto enhle ngokwami. Ngoba phela angithi uma ungathi ulandelela umlando wabo mina ngakho ubekade uhandman nje sisebenzisa izinto eziningi ezidlulileyo ezenzakalayo esinike sabe sisazisa maye ma bexabana bodwa kanje bemxosha itoredi ngicabanga mhlawumbe kube i-opposition nje abantu ababambene kahle ekumele bathole amandla nje bajabule uma kwenzeka izinto ezifana nalezo.
Kodwa ubona ngazani ke umnumzana Mnangagwa uza kwenzani njengoba ke esengekho phakathi khonfana umadinga ukhona.
So iqiniso ngeke sazi ngoba angithi uqale wakhipha laba abantu ababekade bengaphansi kwakhe lawo wakhipha appoint amanye ama-ministers appointa ini baqale bamhlubula bamshiye nguye yedwana ukuthi angabi namandla. At least kube abakhiphanga labo bengizothi mhlawumbe bazoqala indaba yabo yekhu nalobi i-Southern Africa ingayisupport indaba yekhu.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Mfokazikhali. Phose lokugcina baba.
Baba.
Ye, phose lakho lokugcina.
Hayi nje mina ngabakhuthaza abantu nalobi isimo sinzima kuyaziwa ngezekhu ukuthi injalo vele abaregister abantu bayovota.
Hayi, siyakubonga kakhulu ukuthi ungenele lamhla kuhlelo ungadinwa kusasa mnumzane.
Bonga mina ba.
Yeah, so Mr. Zikali is saying that you know nobody knows what Mr. Mnangagwa is going to do next, but he says you know everything around him was pruned before you know this kind of stage. So he doesn't see him maybe spring a surprise right now, but nobody knows anything is possible according to him.
Of course, we want to acknowledge more and more people. Toto Tai, Mativa Varira, the regime is ending soon, guys. Thank you, Toto Tai, for your comment. Then Paul, Tabson Kuboruno, Ishendie, Ano Gaza Mazimambo, Tishaona Bachi, Arukuti Pakaipa, Stephen Mbaiwa, Arukuti Opakaipa, Tawanda Veremu, Arukuti Pamberi, Namai, Katea Manyoka, Simbarashi, Arukuti, Vose Vadzingwa, voto for a new party. Tinemwe mtereri mkoma Masimba Magadi. Aiwa tirinandi mkoma Masimba kuchera.
Ndiyo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu, muri kuona sei kudzingwa kwaitwa vamunangagwa.
Kune vanhu vari kuona zvikuitika ini handazvi nao ndishamisa ndo zvakangoitwawo muna 2014 mainjoruva tidzingwa inini zvandava kutoona kunge ndo zviri kuitika ndezvekuti vamugabe namai mugabe vakuedza kugadzira imwe zanopf ine vechidiki vemboita vachidzisa ava vakura kubudikidza nekuti ndinokuudzira kuti vakura ndo vari kuresista kuti amai vange vachizokwanisa kutonga. Saka ito inokwanisa nge itori sami yavamugabe yekutotiwo bazosiyira uzanebef mumaoko amai asi dambudziko randiri kuona hangu rakakura retiri kutaanyaezvao ndiri kuritisa musangano wezanupf dzine a huge negative impact on the economy. Mitengo tiri kukwira zuva nezuva. Rate yes dollar to transfer to bond iri kukwira zuva nezuva. Manje vana vazhinji vezimbabwe vanenge vasisina cheuviri and ndiri kuona kunge izvi zvichadhonza kusvika kukongiresi zvakadaro uku ikonomi ichidini ichiparara. Saka anokwanisa kuzoitatoitawo chekugara naka ikonomi yava marangwanda kana zvinhu zvikaramba zvichifamba nenzira yazviri kufamba nayo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Masimba nepfungwa dzenyu.
Ndinotenda mukoma.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Yeah, there from Masimba kuchera. He's saying that unfortunately is ZANU PF senior officials continue to fight is the economy that is suffering, and he's saying that this is only going to worsen again.
Yeah, before we go to our guests, let's read what is there on the Viewer Indebele Facebook page. Philip Safia Boga says, Faye from Bradbridge, call me right now. So we'll try to call you from there. Then Sakile Liline says, Umnanga kwa nguye uenza kwa walobadlululu eZimbabwe, kahambe laye. Then Benkosi BK Nkomo writes, all God knows, we just need to pray and pray very hard. And then we've got Ellington Dube, who says, loku kunzima bafowethu ebantwini beZimbabwe kubanceda ngani kunganasiboni lokuthi kuya ngaphi. Then Ellington again says, I'm trying to call from Liverpool but can't get through. So the number is, take down the number, 001-202-619-2077. Or leave your number on our VOA Ndebele page or VOA Shona or Studio 7 Facebook pages. So okay, let's go very fast to Mr. Matula Lusinga. So Baba Lusinga, now sukangele okwenzakalayo khona manje ke kubana lezano PF. Ubona ngani kumnanga kwa engathi ke chop chop nje angena ngene acine evusana lo mgaba.
Well, Mina, I think what should be happening is this firing of Mnangagwa is opening opportunity for people as a Zimbabwean nation who are looking for healing to build up a case against him of all those human rights abuses that he's been accused of, especially the Fifth Brigade, where he was hiding behind the government not to face indictment. This is the chance for the people to look and say, this is the time for people to build the case and get him to answer the questions of genocide in the country. But also the problem that we have is that Omnangako, they know if they are out of the picture of power, they will face those problems of being asked about the genocide and stuff like that. So the thing is, it's so dangerous, they might try and organize to fight back. And when they fight back, it could be dangerous for the country because Omnangaka, they are known to have Amalins, Lamasiao, and the military and stuff like that. So Umgabe may see himself as powerful. But there could be a possibility Omnangaka, they can team up with people like Ochwenga and Dia Cook in Zimbabwe, or as we know, ZANU-PF, they might start fighting themselves physically at the end of the day, leading the country into a civil war. It's all that possibility, and everybody has known how he was behaving. He was known as an evil man, and he has a lot of money. He's been accused of looting Marange Diamonds, and they have been building a war chest for a long time. So as ZANU-PF comes to an end, we should really prepare for anything.
Let's go to Mr. Mahia. Mr. Mahia, is there a possibility that Mr. Mnangagwa might work with Amai Mjuru? I know you are not anyone's spokesperson except the war veterans, but is it possible since they are all war veterans and form an alliance?
Yeah.
It's not surprising that it happens, but I'm not saying there is a possibility. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I want the nation Zimbabwe to mark today that nasindu zvara iswa muri yeZimbabwe paspe utapwa weutongi waamai Mugabe nayo vaMugabe. Because ndopatangira dynasty ndozvabvisirwa Munangagwa. Nokuti hapana chivi kana kutadza kunodarika contribution yakaitwa naMunangagwa. Same war veteran, according to me, ma war veteran ndo asiri kudiwa naamai Mugabe. Nokuti anovatadzisa, anosunudza vanhu. Asi tatopinda pasi peutapwa kubva zuva nanhasi. Zvinoda kuzikanwa nevanhu izvozvo.
Tinotenda. I think tina mukoma Leo on the line. Mukoma Leo?
If you'd like to make a
Joshua?
Call, please hang up and try.
Joshua? Hello, Joshua? Nenge ya netsa nare yacho. Rekatimbonzwa kuti vamwe vari kuti kudii apa pa Facebook nhasi vanhu vari kunyora kwete zvekutamba.
Yeah.
Rusere Farai ari kuti pamberi naamai vaparadza musangano wanetsa yakudyika manji yaparara ZANU PF. Seka Pastor Stole ari kuti komi Godfrey Nyama anoti ZANU yauraya nyika. Ngaipere yese kwete vaMunangagwa chete kudziganza zvipindo anoti hondo yacho ichapera rini muZANU PF. Farai Maruzane ari kuti from Hertfordshire in the UK. Thank you so much, Farai. James Chiwota ari kuti ko iro basa remuZANU PF chero munhu akakura hapiwe pensions akakura hapiwe pensions sei anongodzingwa iyo atochembera. Trevor Tanaka ari kuti mawani atanga achimwene manyadza ari kuti watching in cheche. Tichaona Bachi ari kuti soon we are back to monarchical rule. Netsai Gova ari kuti let me take you back a bit. At one time Munangagwa akati tichatonga tigotonga, akati zvakare ZANU PF yakafanana nenzou ikasvika pamba tumbwanana tunoukura tugoukura, which in my opinion is very sarcastic, especially addressing a nation full of disgruntled people who are being shortchanged. They say pride comes before a fall. Tirege kunovota, but drama iri tinongoona zvedu. Gibbs, what are people saying?
So I've got Ashford Munyuki who says the beginning of the end. And Livingstone Masango says, we are obsessed with these people. No wonder why they stay in power for long. Right now, many are sympathizing with Mr. Munangagwa, said to be the same person responsible for Kukuraond atrocities and many other atrocities. Instead of creating a new narrative, we keep playing into their hands. And then Joram Chikwaje says, it's a new Zimbabwe Eve. Now, then he puts some dirt dust, you know. He says, eyes on the ball now. Know what it means? And then Lawrence says, Kunzima is a polling point. Now, Minazwi Sengtule. Yeah, so I think we've got a caller here. Umbongen is Tole. Sekumen. Umbongen, who's that?
Uhlale phansi bayikhulumisana leyo ndaba ukuthi bangenza kanjani kanti leyo ndaba bayibeke kahle kahle nje behleli phansi kunokuthi baxoxane so ngoba uma bexoxana so lapho kusiba mo bonke bazombonisa ngempela ukuthi hayi vele emgaba kwamanje kasisakufuni ngoba kukhulu esisazokubona lokho kuncane kakhulu ngoba umgaba kusho ukuthi kuzofanele axotshe bonke kuZANU PF. Sikubonile ubaxotshile umjuru nabanye bakhe still leyo nto iyala lokho isiba khona isilonda lesivele singapholiyo kufanele ukuba naye la umgqa ekufuneka yena aphume nje kuphela kuzana uPFA akaphumule ngoba iyo into eyiyo eyenza ukuthi kuze kube kanje ayikho nje indlela kufuneka yena umgqa aphumule oro bahlalisane phansi bayibonisane bona ukuthi bangayenza kanjani ukuxosha umnangagwa udlala ngesikhathi ngoba kudinge ukuthi axoshe busa abantu abaningi kakhulu kuzana uPFA ngendlela engibona ngayo mina izana uPFA ikusasa lalo ayi alikho alikho ezilonga kuphela umgqabe lokho esaqinisa ikhanda kuphela engafuna ukukhulisana nabanye bakhe kuzodinge ukuthi axoshe ngobuningi babo ikakhulu sisiya kukhetho lololuzayo hayi izano kayikho ayikho ngempela into edingakalayo kuphela ukuthi abantu babambane kuphela sizama ukuthi silisane ngezano uPFA izano uPFA siphelile and iningi lizoncedisa ama opposition khona phana kuzano uPFA behleli nabo yiyo into izano uPFA okufanele inaye kakhulu umgabo kokuthi unezitha zakhe ezilokhu zithule khona phaya baningi hayi ukuthi abamthande umgabo bonke nje abamfuni bathule kuphela kodwa leyo nto ngendlela engiyibona mina izoyilimaza kakhulu izano uPFA nalento ma umgabo engayinaki kakhulu ukuxotha lokho ukuthi uzoyi baxotha bathusela kuphela nje into engeke imsize ngoba usokudingeka ukuthi abaxothe ngobuningi babo
awubona nje mvuka Stole sibongile kakhulu ungathi yona kusasa eh
ngiyabonga baba
yes okay Mr. Stole is saying that you know even if we fight him whatever is insignificant because you know at the end of the day is a party that most probably is not loved by so many people
And of course, we have more and more people. Tabs, Shabs, Suwanu, Arguti, Ngachi, Bondo, Kechete, Star, Makazarwa, Anoti, watching from South Africa. Thank you so much. Anthony, Mangwende, Ndoza, Shunoita, Advanced Arai, Anoti, one day is one day. Someone must watch out. Preview, Makuyana, Zinuku, Arguti, Ngavasie, Vaiparadza, Zanu, Mazwa, Avo, Aringa, Squidi, Ravamgabe, Kwasara, Wakaita, Savana, Parents, Shiri. Faust Amurewa, Arguti, Zanu PF is here to stay. Tonga, Imanga, Sununguka, Ravamgabe.
Yeah, then we want to go for the best, you know, our own Nove, Muzi, Dr. Muzi, who is in USA. He says, Mr. Mugabe has shown us that he has absolute power beyond the armed forces themselves. And then it seems as if waiting for his death could be the only solution for Zimbabweans. But let's see what is going to happen. He says, here comes yet another opposition party created to remove Mr. Mugabe on top of the zillion other parties we have just to remove one person. So, Siyabonga Muzi, Nkonoko Sithumezele Khona. And then we've got another message from Norman Leslie. He says, there is no discussion here. Let's talk of the ways to lift our economy from what it is facing right now. So let's focus on better things than we're doing right now. And then Andrew Manyaguru, says, this is only some attention distraction gimmick by ZANU-PF. So let's not be fooled. Then I think Ben Chikauke has got a point. Listen to what he says. After June 2008, ZEC was substituted with CIO operatives loyal to no one else other than President Robert Mugabe. Today's event will change nothing, as those CIOs in ZEC will manipulate the 2018 result for the party. Zimbabweans are wasting energy on wrong things and not focusing on the real issues that are affecting Zimbabwe, that is cleaning ZEC and no checking this PVR thing. So let's be careful here.
And we have also Chipo Changu, Arguti Zaiwana Ngwena. Fausta Murewa, I think we read that one. Then Achimwene Manyaza, Arguti, I'm watching from Chipinge. Che. Thank you so much. Tinamkoma Namu Goronga Parunari. Magadi Mkoma Namu Goronga.
Tofara Magadio.
Aiwa, Tiripo Zedu. Tipeo Fungwa Zeng.
Isi tinoti manje dzochisa dzarumba manje nezvazvaita izvi. Nokuti kana garwe rabudiswa mumvura ndorimwe ranga rine simba ranga rakanyanyisa ririmo mumvura. Zvino kana rava kunze shoko redu riyaro kuri revakomana rokuti chakachaya. Ngati chitorega kuregedza svimbo. Ngatirambe takatorova svimbo idzodzo kusvika tatora nyika yedu. Vamunangarwa ndomunhu wakatikonesa kutonga gore ra 2008. Asi vamwe vavo vanga vabvuma kuti varyiwa ine vava munangaro wavo ndokubva vamiririra zvakanaka ino nhasi zvaiwana ongwarati yorya yakarara
aiwa
saka pakaipa kunotsva mupini kuchisara badza
Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma namo.
Naita basa, Mungu muresa mukoma Doni.
Aiwa tinovamborisa kana vapinda muchirongwa.
Okay.
Let's go to Mr. Mahia, is he on the line?
I am.
Yes, one of the accusations that we heard on Saturday from Mr. Mugabe is that Mr. Mnangagwa was saying he's the godfather of the Midlands province and also Mashingo. What's your take on all this Zezuru, Karanga, Ndebele, the tribal politics that is creeping into ZANU-PF?
Yeah, you see, those are stories that are being written probably by the journalists.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also,
Aiwa, tino tenda zvikuru, Gibbs.
So, before we take a caller, Mr. Mahia, you are saying on the 18th of November, you are having some kind of push for something like, well, we are going to have a meeting. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, no, kadai wanga uri padhuze ukaona mashoko aya aniswa pa mafoni. Pangu paka nyurwa unzi Lamentations of Chimurenga.
Mm-hmm.
Kurewa kuti kuunguza kwa wanu wakaru wa onde Chimurenga. Ndiyo patini ketichita msiyo yote chona namu zedu, nukusha danzira zokupeza namu zakawira Chimurenga.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind putting that in English just for one minute, if you don't mind?
You want me to put in English?
Yes, if you don't mind.
Yeah. I have on my phone written Lamentations of Chimurenga. So on the 18th of November, we are going to meet to lament. After lamenting, then we should find the solution to the problems that is befallen on the Chimurenga or on the struggle for Zimbabwe.
And primarily, what are those?
Look, my friend, I've always told you that I'm so jaga zorora. You cannot ask me what I'm going to do in order to inform my enemy and equip my enemy.
Aha. Thank you very much. Mlaleli, you're blessing at the one. Mlaleli, kunja, nkona polo po kona. Ibi zombani?
Ibi zombani, chuma, what tole wa chuma, baba?
Ye, kwalite, kunja.
Atira, kunja, nla.
Ye, pose lako kwalite.
Asi ya isi ndawe kutocha kwa mnanga kwa leo. Kota ayo, inasitika wa kutochi na vele njenga tisi di njenga mtu njenga miti vele kwa kutocha ane sivili kuzeguluni. Nga kusenza sivili bavampa ane lange zandla nguwa ndawe nkona basuka la kutala sunga kanuli la giti nga pema tepelende base nzani feze samfaka inaluo seba shupa katesi. Sathi simfakile kathesi sesibuya kuthiwa kasihambe serejista ngobuningi ukuthi thina sincedisa simkhiphe sasimkhiphile yena loze phumile sebehlezi esitulweni bazasiphinda khonokuyana futhi okwakugada.
So ubona zani kungaphinda futhi
phuma nalo ongenayo uya kuphindwa okokuqala lokho yikuncengwa kunye switi njengomntwana nje ukuthi hayi kuzabe sokuright akukho akula nto ezavele ibe right. Ukuvele bangene esipulweni thina ngapha kithi ama-Tableland sesikhatshelwa phandle.
So pho-ke kumele abantu benzeni kweze tibe kuvimbe khonokho?
Hayi, lokho kuyahlupha baba, kathesi ungakhani ukuthi khonapho ekuphumeni kwamnangagweni nokuphumele ukhangele ukuthi umuntu ozangena khonapho ngumhlobo bani osondezwe abasondezwa yeduze bu-white family khonapho ukhangele ukubona ukuthi ngabahlobo bani abantu abafakwa khonapho. Ukhangela ukuthi nasina ngomhlobo sisime ngaphi kokwe white family kunapha abadonselana eduze ngubani.
So utsho ukuthi amandebele
siyama plans la kuma opposition indaba yayibalekela usukusela sukusela indaba yayibalekela yakokhuphe yona liyana izaphenduka yona liyana indaba isoziphile
kithi siyawuza sibili kwalite sibongela kakhulu Juma. Yeah, so that is Mr. Chuma. He's really complaining. He says even if Mnangagwa is going, he doesn't see any change coming, one. And secondly, he's saying, who is going to take that position? And his suspicion is that it's not a person from Matabeleland. He says it's somebody maybe from Mashonaland. And he says he's not happy with that kind of arrangement.
We have some following us on Facebook, of course. We have Timothy Moyo, who says, disrespectful man, he needs to be expelled. One father in the house, if you can't respect the father and mother, you better go. Whether you have been loyal for many years doesn't mean a thing. You have to be, if you have to be disrespectful to our mother and father. Katema Nyoka Simbarasha Arguti Isu Tinongoda Peace Mu Zimbabwe. Colin Musoni Arguti, thanks to Jonathan Moyo for destroying that evil ZANU-PF from within. The end of ZANU-PF is nigh. Then we have D. Mango says, watching from Equatorial Guinea. It is so painful, but ZANU-PF inoneta kunzwisisa. ZANU-PF inogona kurasa vanhu, but at the end, vanhu kana vagu vota, vanodzoka zvakare kuZANU-PF. My question is, why kana vagu enda kuno vota, ndo panoitika izvi, zvekudzingwa dzingwa kwevanhu. And then, Kudra Job, arikuti, let's not be derailed from our focus. Let's focus on how we can bring change. So, time is ticking, Gibbs.
So let's go back to Mr. Matula Lusinga. Mr. Lusinga, you heard what Blessings was writing there. He says sometimes, this guy was saying, he wonders why people end up voting for ZANU-PF whenever elections come, when there is such chaos right now, but you see people voting for the party. So he says, what's going on?
Well, I think we have to go back to history. ZANU-PF has always been a violent party. So people that don't vote for ZANU-PF have always been visited by tragedy, from one tragedy to another. Because if you look at it, the problem that we have in Zimbabwe is that ZANU-PF privatized government. Anyone who is not ZANU-PF is supposed to suffer. They make the people in Matabeleland and Ulikland suffer in the 80s. And then again, they cannot separate state institutions from ZANU-PF. Every election that we have had in Zimbabwe, we always have the service chiefs, including the war veterans, coming out saying those that won't vote ZANU-PF, they will suffer the consequences. People have been killed. People are afraid. People don't talk. Many people have left the country because it's a government that belongs to one party. Now it's belonging to one man, and everybody is supposed to be surprised. But this is what they have been building for many, many years. It's a systematic thing that will only end if Mugabe himself goes. But
thank you.
The problem that we have is it's quite hard to feel sympathy for people like Mnangagwa and everyone that has been fired from the NPS, because they built that system. They never included Zimbabweans to be Zimbabweans. If you look at Rwanda, after the genocide, people are Rwandese. They don't belong to any tribe or anything. They are political parties, but everybody is free to choose what they like. But in Zimbabwe, it's not the case. The war veterans can say something now because they have been kicked out of ZANU-PF. But if they were not, they could be threatening us as we speak.
Thank you so much, Mr. Lusinga. Yeah, pleasure.
I think we have videos, Gibbs, of some Zimbabweans are commenting about the latest development, the firing of former Vice President now, Emmerson Mnangagwa.
As long as it's not going to destabilize the peace, that's our matters. We only worried about peace because what you only need is peace. We respect the decision of the president. I don't know.
Personally, I think it takes, because we want to hear from their conference, because there's a ZANU-PF December conference. So I don't know why there's so much haste. been replacing Emas and Mnangagwa.
This one came as news, but I don't know. And I don't even know if my allegations are right out to the chief. I can hear that. Those are social media, and I don't know never to wait out to the chapter apart. And I don't know who's the next man.
Of course, there some Zimbabweans are commenting about this. It came as a surprise to many, because many were thinking that this was going to happen at the Extraordinary Congress. But of course, looking at the Constitution, Mr. Mugabe can actually fire them because he appointed them.
It really came as a surprise to many people. Mm-hmm. I mean, people were thinking the Congress maybe is going to decide that. So, but we've got a caller here, Ubaba Kumbo. He was a Baba Kumbo Gunjan.
Anyapira kuti kunjani ngapha?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Ye, akutsho ke ngokuxotshwa kuka Mnangagwa.
Hayi, khona vele bekunamangalisi. Ngoba kwamanje ungathi yabheka umuntu oyin charge ni Grace. She's in charge of Zimbabwe. She's controlling all the powers.
Usuhambile mbijana Kumbo, buyela. Buyela lapha utukho Kumbo. Kumbo, you moved a little bit, baba. Buyela lapha utukho. Go back to where you were when we started talking.
And
yes, right.
Okay. Grace, we're in charge of Zimbabwe. So the national situation is here now. The Mugabe is no longer doing anything. That means he's just there. But in terms of the social Grace,
he's
in control of everything. So,
Kumbo manje ifoni yakho mzami uyakhuluma uphinde uhambe ukhuluma uhambe kodwa sesikuzwile sibili ukuthi the first lady is in charge at the moment and so the president is no longer in charge. So anyway, sikuzwile baba, sibongile kakhulu eGumbo.
Okay, ngiyabonga nami.
Yeah, thank you so much. So as he's saying,
okay,
the first lady is in charge.
Now let's turn to Mr. Mahia. Mr. Mahia, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Yes, you heard, I think, one of the concerns, the first person who spoke on that video that we played of people who were being interviewed in Harare. The person was saying all he's praying for is peace. What's your take on this? Can there be peace in Zimbabwe with all this friction that is happening, the economy not doing well? It appears political temperatures are on the rise.
Surely, temperatures are on the rise. That's the concern of the war veterans. That's the concern. That's the reason why we are saying the other party the other party that has caused Mnangagwa to be expelled is for G40 to be able to continue looting. And I said right down today, people of Zimbabwe, right about Tabka. So what I know, Zangu, is people of Zimbabwe are peaceful people. They love peace. We want peace. But let's talk about ourselves and be able to come up with a position, a political position, that, and an economic position that will ensure that our lives have improved as a nation.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I think it's name Terry Gibbs Barunari Magadi. Nare yachelenge kuti netse.
Yes, bona ke silabantu lapha ke abathumeza imlayezelo uhlengiwe sibanda isithole uthi ikaxotshwe sibili kuzobuye ke Ellington Dube uthi kambe uGrace Mugabe sengodetisa omnangagwa yena vele ungubani. Then kuzobuya ke omunye kuthiwa Isabel Ndlovu uthi vele izanu yangkhona leyi asiyithandi kangako kayihambe ivele yasizondisa kakhulu. Aphinde aqhubeke njalo sithi uGrace Mugabe kambe engathi chala ngama electric cord ongamehlula ukuthi ayithaye axotshise uMnangagwa kungabe kutheni. So ke kuzobuya lo mehluleli moyo ukuthi ngicala limfonele bafowethu. Then lo Polat Kwakuba layo sithumezele umlayezelo uthi ungazani ukwehlela uMnangagwa kulakho ukuthi ungehlela uJiwenga oku-army. So ukuthi ke umongameli Mugabe ukhanya ngazani sedeclare impi against ama veterans kungani kunjalo ngokutsho kwakhe. Baba Lusinga, ngasuka kutuwa wazani kakona.
Yes, let's read more and more for our writing here. Ashford Munyuki, Arguti, people like Mnangagwa made ZANU-PF to be what it is today. Look at neighboring countries like Mozambique. They now have the fifth president from 1980, and now ZANU-PF only has Mr. Mugabe. Now he is firing Mnangagwa, who was supposed to have been also a president and would have finished his two terms, Majo Kuda. And then trust, anzi kwanzi negarwe kuchirezi, ukarota ZANU-PF isinga tongi, muka ubike doro. Because ZANU-PF icha tonga, igo tonga. Very sorry, garwe, bika doro. And then we have Joshua Vengai, who says, well said, trust ED, nga ubike doro. He denied freedom as... He denied us freedom as citizens. Deborah Mpala says, Isu atisi kuona vakomana topi kuti tipinde wo. Deborah, I don't know whether the problem is with the phone or what. Then we have Joshua Vengai, thanks for calling VOA, but my network is down. Then Mshanga James, Arguti, you reap what you sow. Kumbulani Masiangu says they are weakening their party prior to the elections. And we also have Chamunuru Wamasawi Arguti Inguayawo Yakwana. Calvin Chakweva Anuti Tinoda Kuita Wo Mawovets Isu. Joshua Vengai Arguti Ngava Zingani Seni Zangu Aiwao. Let Gire take VP position and destroy ZANU-PF.
Isapeli Ndovuti, I'm watching effort Moyo. Utaziche, Ellington Dube, Zimbabwe is for all Zimbabweans, not the Mugabe. Since I'm talking to the caller replacement.
Lloyd, Mkoma Lloyd, Magadi.
Ndiribo, Ziribo.
Aywa, Tirina, Ntipeo, Fungwa, Zenyu, Mkoma Lloyd.
Elangu, Chokutanga, as much as I rejoice in the persecution ya Mnangagwa. Chinondo wazandeche kuti vanhu vazhinji they still support Mugabe pa zvinhu zvaanenge aita izvozvo. If you look into the case, tikutaura kuti tikudzosera Grace Mugabe. Grace Mugabe anoziva ichekuti angatonge nyika. And a lot of people they are the zvinodzoka kwatiri isusu maZimbabweans we let it happen. Why? Because still ZANU-PF iyo kwacho zvayo ingadai isiri kutombowana chero one vote. If you take a look at Zimtirezi in 2013, ZANU-PF yakahwina because a lot of people were rallying behind ZANU-PF. But still, tinonyemudziwa semwana anopiwa chispoon cheshuga kunzi idya shuga nana chinyarara. And wakutobva takanga namacontents edu tose avanga vachitiitira nekuti tapiwa shuga nasi and all is gone. Muchatoona after this everybody will be running behind ZANU-PF again and supporting pamberi na Mugabe, pamberi na Mugabe. But what has ZANU-PF brought onto our table? In I support the move, it is very, very good. Let Grace Mugabe take over and that will see the destruction of ZANU-PF. That's all.
I want to attend as Kuru Mkoma Lloyd.
Zaganaga Mkoma.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
So, this is Valenza Katesi. Lucina. Less than a minute, Baba. Posted out in Afghans and so penny. So, Mazanogalam Danje, Kuani, Sesia Makonaba, Kumasmir Guma here, Sans Dukon.
No, unfortunately, the Snabal and Jukon are a bit problematic, but of course, we just want to take this opportunity to thank our radio listeners. We also have viewers on our Facebook pages. That is Ndebele English and Shona. And thank you so much to those who managed to call, those who were commenting. And of course, we want to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Douglas Mahia, spokesperson of the Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association, and also Mr. Matula Lusinga, a political commentator. Thanks to our crew behind the scenes, our producer and engineers, signing off and saying, have a blessed evening. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying goodbye. Bye-bye.